Hare Krishna. All the friends of Prahlad, sons of the demons, were having two specific qualifications for them to be able to hear from Prahlad the path of pure devotion service and accept it wholeheartedly. Yesterday we were saying about that Adushita Diyo and Gauravena. So Adushita Diyo means they were more or less free from contamination, and the teaching of their teachers Shanda Amaraka did not sufficiently influence them. And they were also respectful to Prahlad, and because of Prahlad's good qualities. And they were open-minded to listen to Prahlad. So their teachers, Shanda Amaraka, were putting two contaminations on them. One was a material contamination of greed for wealth. Another one was political contamination of creating a difference between friend and enemy. Out of these two contaminations, the political contamination is far greater than the contamination for greed for wealth. When it comes to greed for wealth, you know, you see, Dhruva had a greed for a great possession, but it got very easily cleansed when he got darshan of Lord Vishnu. Devahuti had some eagerness for having children and enjoy life, being daughter of a king of the world, but that got very easily cleared in the association of Kardama Muni. So you will see the metal contamination in terms of wanting wealth and facilities and all those things, and that is cleared up by cultivating great respect for saintly people. Like Dhruva had respect for Narada and she had respect for Kardama, and that got cleared away. But the political contamination of this is my friend, that is my enemy, make friendship with allies, make allies with the friends and enmity with the enemies, and make such differences and fight, this is a very great contamination which leads to false pride, which was actually the greatest contamination of Hiranyakashipu, due to which he became envious of Lord Vishnu and envious of Brahmanas, envious of cows, envious of all living entities, ultimately envious of his own Mahabhagavat son Prahlad. And such envy has no limits. And that envy permeated practically in all aspects of Hiranyakashipu's lives and ultimately became the cause of his destruction. So therefore you will find in the Vaishnava lifestyle, there is a very great emphasis laid on respecting even cows or tulasi or banyan tree and such things, because if one is respecting these agents of the Lord, understanding their divinity from the Guru Parampara, then they will be able to respect other humans who are existing as Vaishnavas. And they can respect the Acharya, Acharya Mam Vijaniyam Na Vamanyata Karichet Na Martya Buddhya Suyata Sarvadeva Mayoguru, it is said. And they will be able to respect the Archa Vigraha. So the respect forms a very important aspect of spiritual development in the life of a devotee. And the same respect is also to be applied to the holy name. Kintu Adarat Anudinam Kalusai Vajushta Swadvi Kramat Bhavati Tadgata Mulahantri. So Prabhupada translated the word Shraddha in three different meanings. He said Shraddha means interest, Shraddha means faith, Shraddha means respect. So if one has faith in the holy name, then one will be interested to chant, then one will have respect for the power of the holy name, potency of the holy name. And if one does not have the faith or interest or respect, then there are people who even criticize the holy name as impotent, as not acting in their hearts due to their own faults. So they find fault with the holy name and go away, and they remain contaminated. But those who have faith and respect in the holy name will have interest in the holy name and let the holy name be received in their hearts and cleanse the contamination in their hearts. So therefore, when Prahlad preached to his friends, they could immediately receive that wisdom of Prahlad, and due to their respect for him, and make further progress in their spiritual lives. And Nam Prabhu ki.